And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley, and joining me a little bit distant from me, Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo. I'm taking it for the team this morning. I woke up feeling a little nasally congested, so I thought Jo doesn't need this in the studio. So I am remote. And but still delighted to join you, and especially with the lad from Brisbane as well.
Oh, hello, Hinesy. Good to see you, Luke Hines.
Yeah, that's right. It's Lukey Hines, the boy from the coast, always chasing the waves. And, yeah, I think, GQ, it's really a great reminder that even though things are getting back to normal, we still really need to be mindful of those around us, our loved ones and our colleagues, as we move into this new normal. So good morning, and thank you for doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I really love it, Gerald. I think it's responsible and considerate.
Thank you, Joe. Maybe it was the work in the last week I've done with Hinesy that just tipped me over the edge.
It has been known to happen, GQ. It has been known, but it's, I can assure you, no virus, just good vibes.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But, of course, we soldier on with you remote, and it's great to have you, Gerald, as always, and you, Hinesy, too. Now, let me ask, I'm going to ask you first, Hinesy. Do you know what your blood pressure is?
Oh, Joe, I cannot believe that I'm going to answer this. I wish you'd almost warned me. No, I don't. And I tell you why that feels embarrassing is because I am someone who works actively in the health system each and every week through food and nutrition and training. And
you don't know.
And I don't know.
Well, you've proven a point I'm about to make. But, Gerald, do you know?
Yes, I do. And I think it's important. In fact, the Heart Foundation years ago initiated a promotion, Joe, called Know Your Numbers. And essentially, it was a reminder to people to just routinely have their blood pressure taken. But I think over 50, and it'll be interesting talking to Natalie, our expert, coming up, at what stage we should consciously be aware of our blood pressure. Because we're learning, so it is a silent killer, as Natalie will explain. There's no symptoms. But as we've found out recently, it doesn't take much to just send things pear-shaped. So we're looking forward to the discussion.
Yeah, I think it's a really important point you make, Gerald. And the fact that you don't know, Hinesy, I think this was a very small survey in studio here. I've got two gentlemen in front of me.
The data is in, Joe.
One that does know and one that does not. And I think that it is worthwhile, Hinesy, you knowing. It doesn't matter what age, surely, because as you say, Gerald, it is a silent killer. We don't know what our blood pressure is, and it's important to know. Natalie Rafool, who is the Healthcare Programs Manager for the Heart Foundation and a qualified cardiology clinical pharmacist, is going to be joining us, and she's going to explain why it's so vital to get your blood pressure checked regularly and what can be done to improve it when the reading is too high. Also today, there's a world first study out that was done in Victoria that links infection prone babies to life threatening cardiovascular disease in adulthood. Very interesting study. Dr. Toby Mansell, who is a research officer for the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, will join us to talk about this new study, which raises questions on the impact of our first year of life and what that could have on our health decades later. Plus, Gerald, there is nothing worse, I think, than listening to your little one struggling with a chest infection. So you're looking at ways that we can help our kids with immunity this winter.
Just to boost them a little, Joe, as they grow and they're mixing in childcare and kindergarten and primary school, it really is, most of those places are little petri dishes of infection because there's so much hugging and slobbering. So we'll look at ways of just perhaps adding a little bit of extra protection.
Wonderful. Well, 131-873 is our number for your health questions. Anything that you might need advice on, we have Gerald and Luke here to give you advice. 131-873 is our number. We'd love to hear from you. Next up, high blood pressure, its causes, and what you can do about it. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Get ready to glow deeper with two times times the power of hyaluronic acid in the new Swiss Beauty Glow Booster Duo. Glow from within with Swiss Beauty Collagen and Hyaluronic Acid Booster Tablets. It helps improve skin elasticity and supports collagen production. And glow from the outside with Swiss 2% Hyaluronic Acid B5 Glow Booster Serum. It instantly hydrates skin and locks in moisture. The new Swiss Beauty Glow Booster Duo is $39.48. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131 873 is our number. Do give us a call if you have a question to support your health. We'll get to those calls in just a moment. But as we said earlier, high blood pressure has been called the silent killer because so many of us don't know that we have it. And joining us on the line is Natalie Ruffall, a qualified cardiology clinical pharmacist and the healthcare programs manager for the Heart Foundation. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Can you give us some indication, Natalie, how many of us in Australia actually have high blood pressure?
Unfortunately, it's quite common. Over 6 million Australians are living with high blood pressure in Australia. So that's about one in three adults.
Natalie, is it possible to have it without knowing it?
Unfortunately, yes. A lot of the time, high blood pressure may not be associated with any signs or symptoms. And that's risky because we know high blood pressure is actually one of the leading risk factors for heart disease and stroke in Australia. So we're always encouraging people, if you don't know your blood pressure, you should be getting it checked up really regularly.
Natalie, can you explain to everybody what white coat hypertension is? And on the basis of that, is there a benefit in measuring blood pressure at home instead of a clinical situation?
Yeah, so white coat hypertension is found in about a third, 20 to 30% of patients when they go in to get their blood pressure checked at a clinic or in the presence of a health professional, where their blood pressure can appear really high, so-called the white coat effect, so high because they're sitting in the presence of a health professional. But then if they take their reading at home, it could be lower or in the normal range. And so I'd say that getting a blood pressure machine and having it regularly monitored at home is something you should speak to your GP about, your doctor about. They should be the ones recommending whether or not you need it. But certainly we find that blood pressure readings at home can help tackle the issue of white coat hypertension.
Natalie, can you tell us the link between blood pressure and cholesterol?
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of people that have high blood pressure can also have high cholesterol. And that the reason for that is many of the risk factors that contribute to you developing high blood pressure are the same as those that contribute to you developing high cholesterol. Things like your family history, your lifestyle, whether you smoke, your diet, your physical activity levels, whether you drink a lot of alcohol, all of those kind of factors can influence you developing both of these. And unfortunately, if you have high blood pressure and high cholesterol, this increases your chances of developing heart disease even further.
Natalie, a lot of people do take antihypertensive medications. And how do we get the message across that the most interesting part of all of this is that lifestyle effects can dramatically reduce your blood pressure, and yet the message doesn't get through? So what do you do in the Heart Foundation to help people understand that lifestyle factors are so, so important?
Yeah, look, we're constantly providing a lot of education and awareness programs for Australians about, just how effective lifestyle measures can be. Things like, improving your diet, eating a heart-healthy diet, reducing the amount of salt in your diet, using herbs and spices to replace your salt in your food, for example. All of these things and being physically active regularly for 30 minutes of exercise on most days of the week can really help to reduce your blood pressure. And, there are many situations where some of these lifestyle changes have been taken up by people that might have also lost a significant amount of weight, and they might come off their blood pressure tablets because their blood pressure just gets managed really well. So it's always important to do that first and foremost before looking to medicine.
Natalie, I conducted a very small survey in studio here at the top of the show between two gentlemen in front of me of different generations, and Heinze didn't know his blood pressure. It's not related necessarily to age, though, is it?
It tends to increase as we age. That is true. So your blood pressure tends to be higher as you get older. But it's alarming that you don't know your blood pressure, because anyone over 18 years should be having their blood pressure checked at least every 2 years. And if you're 45 and over, then that blood pressure should be checked as part of a comprehensive heart health check with your GP. So it's always important to know your numbers and get those regular checkups.
Well, we do recommend you head along to heartfoundation.org.au, because there's some fantastic resources there, Natalie.
Absolutely, including things like a really simple infographic on how to take your blood pressure at home properly.
Well, I think it's a super useful website. I really enjoyed exploring it. And thanks so much for your work there at the Heart Foundation, Natalie.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
All righty. 131-873 is our number. Now, we were talking cholesterol there, and you've got a little recipe for us there, Heinze, which is hilarious because you don't know what your blood pressure is. And I really am putting you under the bus there.
I love it. I feel like this is going to be a recurring theme throughout today's show. Just, you know, the fact that I don't know my numbers, but what I do know is that there is that link between our blood pressure and cholesterol. And when we're looking at lowering our cholesterol, one thing that's really important is making sure we get enough fiber in our diet. So there's two types of fiber, soluble and insoluble. But when we digest soluble fiber, it becomes like a gel in our intestines. And then what that does is it can remove fats that we want to get out of our body that could be increasing our cholesterol. So one of the easiest foods that you can get is actually oats. I love oats. You can have them in porridge. You can get them in muesli, but you can also make my famous muffins. Mm. All right. So these are my apple pie muffins. Now you can get them on the House of Wellness website via the Eat tab, and they are just so easy and really, really delicious. And if you know that you can be eating something that's refined sugar-free, dairy-free, and packed with oats, which are great for lowering your cholesterol, it's good. So you're going to love this recipe.
Get around it. You're at home, Gerald. You could pop some in the oven now.
Well, I could. Now, I've had these, and they're not certainly not flavour-free. They are actually very tasty. So, well done, Heinze.
Yeah, I love the fact that Natalie said you can replace salt and sugars with herbs and, you know, the sorts of flavours that you put in your recipes, Heinze. I love it. Let's get to a call. Chris in Mount Druitt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your
question? Chris, how can we help? Yeah, I got my blood pressure checked on Friday.
Yes.
And my blood pressure was over about 201 over 114.
Yes. And did you have that done at the doctor's surgery, Chris?
Yep. Good. And my heart rate was 107 beats a minute.
Okay. So what did the doctor tell you to do, Chris?
I've been taking the blood pressure tablets, the strongest blood pressure tablets he's put me on. And my body's just rejecting them. My body doesn't want to not do nothing. And my cholesterol level's up to 6.2.
Well, let's just focus on one thing at a time here, Chris. So let's pop the cholesterol to one side. It's important that this blood pressure of yours be managed, because they are, and I don't like to use the word lightly, these are dangerous levels, and you need to get to your doctor again tomorrow. Tell him that you've had issues with the medication, because there's a string of medications that are available. Just because you've had issues with one doesn't necessarily mean there will be issues with others. And the other thing as well, as we've talked about and Luke said before, use the medication in combination with heart-healthy options for food. It is so important, and you'll find that those two things will work together. But off to the GP tomorrow, Chris, please, as soon as you can, and get onto this as soon as you can as well.
Great. 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. We'll get to more next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley, with me in spirit and remotely, and also Heinze. Good morning.
Good morning. We're here
thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Do keep your calls coming, 131-873. Doug, good morning.
Hi, Doug.
Yeah, good morning, team. Hope you're all doing well. Yeah, I had my blood pressure checked on Friday, and I have got cholesterol. I'm on both tablets. But also, I got COVID early in the year. I had inflamed heart, and I'm going for an echo, not this week, the following week, for my heart. So, and I walk 30 minutes every day, so I just don't know what else I can bring that down other than a holiday, I'd say.
Look, a holiday always works wonders, Doug. And what you're referring to, Doug, is the fact that COVID has introduced another risk factor into heart disease. We're learning so much about this wretched virus that if you tend to have elevated blood pressure and cholesterol or a number of other things underneath the surface, COVID can really bring them to the top. So what you've got to do is make sure you follow every suggestion you've got, maybe get a dietitian involved as well or a nutritionist to help control your blood pressure and cholesterol, keep your exercise going, and the ECG is just going to check that, or the echocardiogram is going to check that your heart function is correct, and that'll be reassuring. So that's a routine check. You'll get through that without a problem. But look, things will improve, Doug. It's just a matter of sticking to the protocol.
Absolutely, GQ. And I love that when we're talking about this topic, we're making it a holistic approach. Yeah, we are looking at what the health system can provide us, but there's things that we can do each and every day. As we touched on earlier, minimum of 30 minutes of movement each and every day in some way. But I'm talking about food here. Citrus fruits is one that you really want to celebrate. Healthy fats in the form of salmon, nuts, seeds, they're really good choices. And obviously things like berries, beans, lentils. These are just a few easy foods that we eat on the regular that can help lower our blood pressure and cholesterol.
All the best with that, Doug. Dominica in Nelson Bay. Hi there.
Hello, Dominica.
Hello. Hi.
Thank
hi. Great show.
Thank you.
I have a problem. Instead of being high blood pressure, it's low.
Yeah.
So what's happened, it's happened to me twice. I've already had my heart checked. I've worn a heart monitor. I've had an ECG. They say my heart is fine. So basically what happened, I fell. And then after 15 minutes after the fall, it's like as if I go into some sort of shock. My heart rate drops down to 30 or 29, and my blood pressure drops down to 70.
Mm-hmm.
So quickly they have to inject this medicine into my thing to make my heart rate go faster. But
sure.
I'm scared because if I'm at home, within 15 minutes, the ambulance is definitely not going to come these days.
No.
And I don't know the difference between a faint and my heart rate dropping to the point where I'm dying.
Well, the faint may have been caused by a rapid drop in blood pressure, Dominica. So have you been referred off to see a cardiologist? Have you got a specialist involved?
Yeah, the first time I did, I'm going to see another one because I didn't get any satisfaction from the first one.
Look, it's important that we manage it. There's got to be an underlying issue why you're having these sudden drops in blood pressure. And I might add, the unexpected fall can change your life. So we've got to take those out of the equation completely. Follow up with a new cardiologist, and let's hope you get far better outcomes there. And are you on your own, Dominica? Have you got family around you?
Normally my husband's home, but, you know, he works from nine to five, so, you know.
Terrific. Okay, so you're not on your own. That's the important thing. Look, and have that ambulance number nearby just in case in the meantime you have another one of these drops in blood pressure. But there will be a reason. They will be able to sort it out. It's just a matter of being confident that that outcome will be achieved, and away you go. Look, there's no special medicine that you can take. It's a matter of finding out what the underlying issue is, and then you will be fine, Dominica. So be positive. It'll work out.
And from a nutritional perspective, Dominica, research has shown that lower carbohydrate foods can actually help increase blood pressure. You've got to stay really, really hydrated and then focus on foods that are high in vitamin B12. So that's things like eggs, meat, milk products, things like that. They're all shown to help increase that blood pressure and manage this a little bit better for you.
I also celebrate, Dominica, the fact that you're going, you know what, I didn't get satisfaction from this specialist. I'm going to see another one because that absolutely is critical, isn't it, Gerald?
Yes, it is. And look, all we want is some sort of understanding of what is going on and what role you can play as becoming empowered in your own medicine, what role you can play to make sure you have minimised the risk of it ever happening again. So well done, Domenica, and maybe they'll check your iron levels as well.
Mm. Stephen in Greenvale, good morning.
Hi, Stephen.
G'day, guys. Look, great show. I've got a question for Gerald, but just on blood pressure, like the last call, my blood pressure was on the low side. And even though I was in the normal BMI range and I'm a health nut and ate healthy and all that sort of stuff, they couldn't figure out what it was. And ironically, during COVID, as like most of us, I put on a few kilos and now it's in the normal range.
Oh,
well, there you go.
Lucky
the
you.
The human body is an interesting it's an interesting specimen, Stephen. But do you know the refreshing part of all this, Hines, is that Stephen is aware of what's going on. Mm. He's actually listening to his body, finding out what's going on, wondering, if I'm here in this state, this is happening, and if I change things, this changes. Well done, Stephen. Now, did you have a question?
Yeah. Look, I've got a condition called seborrheic dermatitis above the eyebrows. I've had it for nearly 20 years now. Apparently, every time I shower, apparently the dermatologist says it brushes the dermy across your eyes and causes irritation. Is there anything I can apply there in some sort of a cream or cure?
Yeah, look, there's a few things in. But look, there is a range, Stephen, called Dermal. So if your scalp itches, because that you can find yourself scratching your scalp just quite unconsciously, and that then causes dry skin to come down and irritate your forehead and your eyebrows. They do have an anti-itch lotion, which is very effective, and they also have a shampoo, which is oatmeal shampoo. Interestingly, we were talking about cholesterol before in oats, but oatmeal is very soothing. And to put on your forehead, there's a range that's made by a company called Avene that your local pharmacy will have, and they have a protective healing cream, which is outstanding for just soothing any inflammation that's there. So I hope you've got those names. If you don't, Stephen, drop me an email and I'll respond to you today. Because I've got nothing else to do today, Stephen. I'll be on my computer.
There's no golf for you today, Gerald.
No golf, Joe.
Thanks so much for your call there, Stephen. We'll have more calls after the break. Plus, the impact our early lives can have on our heart health. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Now, a world-first study has found that babies prone to infections as simple as the common cold could be more likely to develop life-threatening cardiovascular disease as adults. And joining us on the line is Dr. Toby Mansell, the Murdoch Children's Research Institute's lead researcher of this project, which was conducted in Victoria. Good morning, Toby.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's lovely to have you on the show. Now, your study has found that the risk of cardiovascular disease in adults could be accrued from occurrences of infections very early in their lives. So what is the connection?
So we know that babies in particular are prone to infection, and this causes inflammation that previous findings have shown is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease in adults. But the relationship between early life infections and inflammation and other cardiovascular risk factors hasn't been explored in great detail yet. So what
Toby,
we did here was... Oh, sorry?
You keep
sorry,
going.
Go ahead.
Sorry. So what we did here was we investigated this early life infections, and we found that infants prone to infection by 12 months of age had elevated inflammation, as well as changes to things like fats and cholesterol and other molecules in the blood that in adults would indicate an adult that was at higher risk of cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes.
Toby, what did the study involve?
So we followed the health of 555 infants from the Barwon region of Victoria over a period of 12 months. This was just part of a larger study in the Barwon region, the Barwon Infant Study, which is a collaborative project between the Barwon Health, Murdoch Children's Research Institute and Deakin University.
Toby, am I drawing a broad bow here? If you've got children, infants with an infection, they'll often be put on an antibiotic, which will therefore in turn completely upset their gut microbiome. Is there a relationship here with that?
Potentially. So for our study, we weren't interested in the effect of antibiotics themselves, more in the infection. But there is a growing appreciation that the gut microbiome can have an effect on inflammation as well as other sort of molecules related to metabolism and the processing of energy that could influence risk of conditions like cardiovascular disease.
What types of infections did the infants have when you were monitoring them?
So most of the infections the infants had were mild enough not to warrant going to a GP or the hospital. They were common infections, things like respiratory infections, colds, gastro, things that are largely unavoidable in childhood.
Well, on that basis, Toby, how would a parent of an infant, what advice do you have for reducing the risk of those infections, bearing in mind their immune system is still developing, they're being exposed to, you know, Uncle Jack and Auntie Mabel and all these people that are carrying, they all want a nurse, so they're exposing them to infections there. How do we get around that?
Yeah, so at some degree, infections in early life are unavoidable. That's just part of growing up. But I think it's important to avoid too many infections. And for that, there are some simple measures that can be taken, such as promoting hand hygiene, and also things that parents are already trying to do, such as promoting breastfeeding where possible and ensuring their child is vaccinated in a timely manner.
Yeah, because what we don't want to do is add pressure on parents of newborns and infants, because it's already a very difficult, challenging and often very stressful time of a family's life.
Yes, and I think it's important to highlight that this is still sort of the very early step of this research and understanding sort of the long-term effects. It's possible that these differences that we're seeing might be temporary and might not translate into increased risk later in life. And even if it does, by the time that these children are adults and at risk of developing cardiovascular disease, we'll know a lot more about cardiovascular disease, how to identify those at risk and how to prevent that risk.
Well, very interesting study. And as always, information and knowledge is power. So it's good to be aware of these sorts of links. Thank you so much, Dr. Toby.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Toby Mansell from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute there. Let's get to some calls. 131-873. Good morning, Melva in Stanhope Gardens.
Good morning. My granddaughter's got fibromo something. Yes. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Fibromyalgia, Melva, which is basically painful, incredibly painful joints. And normally the treatment there is the doctor will give some, or the specialist often will give some steroids to reduce the levels of inflammation. We were talking there with Dr. Toby about inflammation. Inflammation is the root of so many issues in the human body. So hopefully she's taking some sort of anti-inflammatory. She may be using also non-steroidal anti-inflammatories to help control her pain. You probably, if you don't know what she's taking, tell her to drop me an email today, just houseofwellness.com.au. There's an ask tab there, and then I can make comments on whatever she's being prescribed, and we might be able to intervene with a few other suggestions. And Hines, you might have some nutritional suggestions as well.
Yeah, GQ, you and I talk about this a lot, about foods that can help reduce inflammation. Now, two that we always go back to is obviously first is healthy fats, making sure that we're celebrating nuts, seeds, good fatty fish like salmon and ocean trout. But the other one is celebrating turmeric in our diet. And you can incorporate it into something like a butter chicken, or you could use some turmeric powder in maybe a turmeric latte of a morning instead of a coffee. But you make sure that you pair that with a healthy fat, because turmeric's a fat-soluble vitamin. So we want to make sure that we absorb that turmeric that we're having. And there's also some great supplementation out there available too.
Yes, because you might not see a little one into a turmeric latte necessarily.
Yes, exactly.
Well, it depends on the age of Melba's daughter. But if we can get a bit more information, Melba, that's going to make a difference.
Yeah. Howard in Roeville, good morning.
Hi.
What's your question, Howard?
It's in regards to my wife. She's had shingles. Mm-hmm. And she's finished the tablets, and she's been using a gel, solid gel, over it. But she's getting really bad cramps in her legs, and I don't know if it's to do with, like, the actual shingles or it's something else.
It's probably something else, Howard. It may be just dehydration, but she's finished the antivirals, which is great. The Solugel she's putting on those open lesions is important, because they will be painful for a while. But have her start on some magnesium from your local pharmacy out there in Roeville, either powder or capsules. And if you follow the instructions on the pack, those cramps will resolve within a couple of days. Magnesium is specific for cramping, and they will fix it. And then she can continue on for a couple of months to make sure that they don't come back.
Thanks for your call there, Howard. 131873 is our number. And next, we've got a little bit of help for you if you've got a little one in your life with some respiratory issues. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If you can't get enough of the House of Wellness, here's great news. As you know, you can listen to the program every Sunday, as you are doing right now, but you can also watch House of Wellness Fridays from 2 p.m. and Sundays from 12 p.m. on 7. Enjoy a power-packed hour of entertainment covering real people, real stories, breakthrough technology, insightful guests, and the best experts who can give you a stimulating and fresh approach to your health and well-being. From meditation to mindfulness, from vitamins to veganism, the House of Wellness has all you need to improve your well-being and live your best life. The House of Wellness, Fridays from 2 p.m. and Sundays from 12 on 7. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It's time to A to Z Vitamins. And Gerald, of course, it's a time of year when our kids might have some chesty coughs, some respiratory issues, some colds. What can we do?
And they love sharing them, don't they, Joe? Oh, the biggest challenge is actually putting something into a pleasant tasting base that you're not going to have it spat at you, and then it becomes a chase around the house to try and get them to take it. So if we can look at combinations of the standard antivirals, vitamin A, vitamin C, zinc, they're the basics. If we look at something that might contain elderberry, which breaks up mucus and congestion, and echinacea, which we've known for years and years and years is actually going to relieve those symptoms, if you could put them into something that tastes pleasant, then you've got the basis of maintaining and building a healthy immune system in a child who's growing. So anything which is going to make a difference to reduce the impact of the whole family, in fact, these things being brought home from school, is worthwhile.
I mean, you're surrounded by little ones, Gerald. Maybe that's why you're at home right now.
Well, it could be. I don't think the 19-year-old would want to be called little because he's about 2.5 feet taller than I am. But certainly the others do lurch from problem to problem.
Yeah.
But that's life. You know,
it is.
I think the sad part in all of this, Joe and Luke, is that for a couple of years, we haven't had the contact and the ability to strengthen our immune system because by being exposed, we build resistance, and we've missed out on that. So we're really going to have to start again. So I think it's going to be a tough winter.
Yes.
We've got to look at a few of the options.
Yeah. Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Bioceuticals Armour Force for Juniors, found exclusively behind the counter. Speak to your pharmacist for specially formulated relief. We've got time for one more quick call. Good morning, Don in Carlingford.
Yes, good morning. I've got what you call volatile blood pressure. I've got two heart specialists, and they both said it's very hard to treat. It goes up over 200. Well, actually, they saved me life twice in hospital when it's been as low as 60. You got any suggestions?
Yes, I do, Don. There's been a lot of work done on this with aged garlic extract. I was lucky enough many years ago to attend the Aged Garlic Extract Symposium, and there was no smell of garlic in the whole symposium, I can promise. But aged garlic extract tends to blend superbly with normal medications that are given to you for blood pressure, Don, so it stops the fluctuations. Have a word to your pharmacist. You'll have these in stock. Take one capsule at night and one in the morning. No interactions at all other than favourable ones. So good luck with that.
Thank you so much for your call, Don. And thank you to all of our callers this morning. Houseofwellness.com.au is our website. If you have a question, get along to the Ask tab, houseofwellness.com.au. And we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Mild arthritis or osteoarthritis can stop you in your tracks. Ask about Henry Bloom's green-lipped muscle and Henry Bloom's green-lipped muscle with turmeric. New Zealand green-lipped muscles are rich in natural proteins and omega-3 to help relieve symptoms of mild arthritis and promote healthy joint function. Get Henry Bloom's green-lipped lipped muscle 60 capsules and Henry Bloom's green lipped muscle with turmeric 100 capsules from $11.53 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Derived from seafood, contains shellfish products. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It's been lovely to have you on the show today. And I, of course, you can catch up with more House of Wellness on the TV show today. We've on Channel 7 at midday. And it's, you know, there's more cardiology talk on the show, more heart health. And I, also we're catching up with diving champion Melissa Wu, who I must say, if I was heading to the pool and doing what she does, my heart would bump out of my chest.
Absolutely.
I had a diver in our family. Our youngest was a diver. And from the tower diving, I couldn't watch.
I have a massive fear of heights, Joe and GQ, and I know for me the land is where I belong, not in the water and not at the top of a diving board.
Absolutely not. And there's a beautiful story here about queen bees. Gerald, you have loved this one.
Well, yes, and it's World Bee Day coming up in a couple of days' time. I want to travel in that taxi. Heinze, they put bees in taxis, the queen bee, and she is treated more royally than you are. Well, as they take this the queen bees to hives that need a new queen.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably not the taxi for you, Joe.
No.
Just no. Putting that out there.
Absolutely not. So head along to houseofwellness.com.au if you're looking for more information. That's House of Wellness TV is back, Channel 7 today and midday on Friday at 2 p.m. as well. As always, we say thank you to Heinze and Gerald for joining us. And we will say thank you to Chemist Warehouse as always. And we'll see you again next week.